Why is it like that?
What?
Isn't it fantastic? I love that.
I like it.
Okay, that's cool.
Ooh!
What an awesome sound.
Sounds like Yann's bathroom.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Hello everyone! Welcome to a very jolly Halloween special of the Endline Podcast. It's the 30th of October, and I'm Matt Curtis. And this is...
I'm Yann Reese.
And this is...
Hannah Salvage.
And this is...
James Knight.
This isn't...
Sean Windsor.
Endline Podcast. I love ULP because it's super awesome. I got Yann listening to Metallica because he likes them and they're kind of cool because they play Master of Puppets. They're gonna get you. And the podcast. I can't say. And the podcast! Wait, hold on. And the podcast! I did it, yeah.
Right, that was it.
Hello, everybody!
That was a good time. Right, so today we're gonna have like a half scheduled show, half crazy show.
Dum dum dum.
A little bit like our Christmas special of last year.
Wasn't Owen on it?
Oh, no, no, that was,
Christmas.
I don't remember doing that.
Huh?
Ooh.
That was like time we were playing with Yann's thing and we broke it, remember? Yann's Mario.
Oh yeah, didn't like the head snap off or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm?
I want that back.
Is that your house?
Just... Thanks. See what it says?
Hot lips. Very Halloween-y hot.
Anyway.
Right. I'm going to eat that.
No.
Everyone loves love hearts on Halloween.
So we're going to be talking about Halloween news, anything that's involving Halloween, anything scary, and we might be taking a Halloween...
It says wicked on it.
We'll be taking that's a Halloween scary, quiz.
Quiz?
Quiz. Huh. And we might be playing like Halloween music on the cork.
Sounds fun.
And to celebrate, we got a zombie-themed song, yeah?
Which
is good.
Okay.
Taking a while to start that.
It's a very long song. Anyway, 5 minutes and 56 seconds.
Wow.
What a waste of time. Okay, guys, how's everyone doing on this festive Hallow's Eve?
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks.
Very happy, thank you, Matt.
I have a chainsaw through my chest.
Oh. That's kind
of
cool.
I'm in the process of turning into a zombie.
Ruffle.
How about you, Matt?
Festive on Halloween. Alright, guys. Let's break it down.
On the cord?
No, I can't do it because I can't play Thriller and the cord at the same time. Damn it!
How are we breaking it down then?
I don't know.
What way are we breaking things down?
Been this and that.
Like enzymes?
Halloween is changing the internet. I mean, wrong way. Halloween, the most friendly of the festivals.
Who's closest?
How about you, Hannah? Do you like
this? The chainsaw sticking out to your chest.
Do you like telegraph.co.uk? That's how we get our news. We look at other people's reports.
How the internet is changing Halloween. How Halloween, the most web-friendly of festivals, has been twisted and embellished by creative...
Oh my god, it's Halloween! Internet Halloween.
Halloween is about dressing up, taking pictures, partying like a lunatic, and telling tales about landing out her and all
the cover flow.
Stories. I'm not doing this anymore.
I'll read it.
That was pretty good.
I'm not going to sing, I'm going to read it. Right, where were we?
In other words...
And telling tales of outlandish or paranormal true stories. In other words, it's a blog, social network, and a viral... I can't even see that from you. A viral hype extravaganza. Here are the ways that the internet's influence is transforming the most internet-friendly of festivals.
I'll tell you how.
How?
Hold on. I gotta wait for it.
Yeah.
Halloween has been a trending topic on Twitter for the past few weeks. Oh my god!
Right. I love Halloween!
How much do you love Halloween?
Halloween's good because you get to dress up as a porn star, no one cares. Blah blah. John, what do you think?
I think Halloween's fun.
Fun, yeah. Fun.
is annoying. All the twats, that, you know, the chavs that go around putting...
I got egg last year.
Oh, egg last year?
My friend was dressed up as a girl and they threw it at him, but they were in a car, so it travelled and it hit my leg. So I hate Halloween.
Oh no, no.
Oh yes.
James, what do you think?
For Halloween.
I think so. Halloween is a good laugh.
Aren't scary.
It's what now?
Good laugh.
I guess you've never seen me that angry.
What do you want to dress up as this year?
Sexy sailor.
Yeah, thanks, Han.
Sexy sailor. I'm Nick Griffin. I'm answering questions in a funny voice. He sounds like he's got a blocked nose.
What's your opinion on homosexuality?
He's a racist. A homophobe and he's cool, because his opinions hit everybody in a bad way. Good.
Next up on Halloween, June. Turn on that one.
Ah!
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
I'll do it without singing.
Alright, go.
Policeman points gun at Halloween zombie, an off-duty officer.
I thought you say things in...
Zombie?
Like,
an off-duty police officer faced criminal charges and possible suspension after pointing a service revolver at an actor playing a zombie at a Halloween-themed haunted house, officials say on
an actor? So anyone who dresses up is immediately, like, got to the stage of actor. If you, like, shit on the canvas, you're an artist.
If you're, Damn, I'm trying to think of an analogy of a song.
Benny was online, that's scary now.
You know, have to fill up the Halloween.
Can that be the profile picture? Just Benny versus like. Okay, alright, let's go. Right, we need another song.
What's another Halloween song? How about Spooky Scary Skeletons?
Spooky Scary Skeletons?
Spooky Scary Skeletons.
How about. Skeletons. 12 Nights of Christmas? How about Jingle Bells?
Spooky Scary Skeletons!
Jingle Bells!
Can we close it at the window because I'm getting cold?
Yes, close the
I
window.
I get cold, I get ill. Not like I'm already out.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
It's by the Crazy Frog! Run!
Oh my god.
Jingle Bells and You Can't Touch This on this
episode. This is making
I can't listen to it.
This is
SpongeBob! Oh, there's also Richard Cheese.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese,
www.iLove.com. No, that's not it.
How about Ghostbusters?
Well, what are we all getting for Christmas, then?
High tops.
Like...
I'm getting some high tops.
Man, I can't wait for Santa to come round. It's going to be all the elves and in the North Pole.
But wait! Wait! We'll cut this little bit out.
But wait.
Oh, the elves have been murdered. Dum 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 dum.
How did the elves? How were the elves murdered?
Was it you, bitch? Was it you?
Fatty?
Was it you, skinny bastard? Or was it you? Yayan?
It was one of us. That's for sure.
I think it was me, because I'm a dickhead. Alright, let's go.
Yes.
That's interrogation.
Ghostbusters. Alright, fine, we'll play Ghostbusters.
Where were you on the night of the 24th of December 2008, John?
Nate.
What date?
24th of December 2008.
Christmas Eve.
I was at home, I think.
You was at home? What were you doing?
I don't know.
Were you
on Facebook? Nothing important. I was watching Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and
Christmas
Stacey.
Special.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
So it turns out none of us did it because we were all watching Gavin and Stacey.
No, I was at Midnight Mass.
Rock on.
Wait. James wasn't watching Gavin and Stacey.
No, I wasn't.
Holy shit. Must have been him then.
Well, that's our mystery over.
What an interesting gay mystery.
But it doesn't matter because the Ghostbusters are here.
Everyone lick your lips.
No, my lips are so
good. Oh! He came in too early.
Ghostbusters! happening in your neighborhood, Matt?
Who am I going to call?
Are there Asbos?
Yes, there are. I'm scared of the hoodlums. They're playing Pokemon cards. After dark!
No. There are rapists in my neighborhood. And they...
Drug dealers!
Murderers!
Burglars! And pedophiles!
But don't worry, the Ghostbusters are on the case. Damn.
Bear Grylls.
My eyebrows down.
Who would win in a fight? Bear Grylls or that other guy, Doug the Bounty Hunter? They're both animals, but they're not, because their names are different from the people. Because one of them's a bear and one of them's a dog, but they're actually both people.
I don't know who you're on about. Maybe it's a animal who was just... Nah, just take over.
I don't know who would win, because Bear Grylls is a survivor, but Dog the Bounty Hunter is kind of like a bounty hunter, like Boba Fett or Jango Fett.
Who would win, me or Matt, in a fight?
You both lose.
John!
John was playing.
I
can't say no to that.
I can, to be honest with you.
I love looking my mustache. Time is flying by.
I wonder who will be listening to this one.
I won't be.
I will. This will be the best episode ever. I'm having a party right now.
Party? How about Remix Edition?
Let's do Run DMC Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, the Rasmus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Go on then.
Rasmus!
Give me
nothing for
Rasmus.
I've been waiting!
That's Jordan if he could make a band, isn't there?
Are we off to? So.
No, it hasn't died. I'm here. So, you're. Halloween party tomorrow. What is the plan for the Halloween party tomorrow?
We're drinking cider.
Cider? Are we bobbing for apples?
John, James, do you want to?
No, because
I want to bob for apples.
What?
I want to bob for apples. Can we bob for apples?
You can if you want. In the sink.
Just fill the bathtub up with some apples.
Thank you.
How are you, John? What are you going to do tomorrow?
What am I doing at the party? Drinking cider, playing Xbox.
I'm gonna try and drown Craig.
Am I gonna be the most attractive one there?
Apart from Kieran, yeah.
Okay, good. I'll be watching. I'll be waiting.
It's not high enough.
So, Halloween.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting about Halloween this year.
No, I actually hate Halloween. It's an American holiday. We shouldn't have come over.
Yeah. The recession.
Last year, my dad chased people who were not knocking down the stairs.
Say that again.
Last year, my dad chased people who were knocking on the door down the stairs. And then it scared the whole street, so they didn't have
the house. I would have just run at the door. Then they would just be like, what the fuck? Then they would leave.
They might egg your house.
Yeah.
Not if they didn't have eggs. If they did.
What would you do? Take your binoculars. What do you do? Take your binoculars out, check if they have eggs, and then go and confront them.
I got a spooky story.
Go on,
Jake. Why would you do that?
Yeah, let's tell ghost stories.
Has anyone got a ghost story?
I got a ghost story.
Go on, then.
About a China doll.
Oh, right.
So. Once, there is this little girl. Called Anna Alvage. She once had this China doll given to her as a present. Her birthday happened to be the day before Halloween. She was still alive today. She would have been 18 years old.
I'm confused already.
In other words, She's dead. But anyway. Nah, nah, nah. We're telling a ghost story. I'll carry on with my ghost story. Okay, anyway. This girl. It was 10 years ago, this very night, that she was given this China doll. Aged 8 years old. She was so happy to see this China doll. It was her most favorite toy she'd ever had, but her mother said she wasn't allowed to play with it. Naturally, of course, Anna disobeyed her mother and played with her doll. When she was playing with it, she thought she saw a twitch of the arm, but she thought nothing of it. Her mother came in and saw her playing with a China doll, got angry, but forgave her straight away. So she put the China doll downstairs and told her not to do it again. You're ruining my ghost story.
I love it.
Fine, I'm gonna have my ghost story now.
James, you got a ghost story about a postman and his girlfriend.
Fine, I can't keep going. When Anna went to bed that night, she could hear a whispering from downstairs. Anna, play with me, Anna.
Whisper it like that.
Anna, play with me, Anna. Anna.
That's one thing John can do, whispers from downstairs.
Anna, I'm coming for you, Anna. We're going to play together all night. Anna got very scared, but she just kept on sleeping. She kept hearing these noises through the night. She went, Anna, I'm getting ready to play with you, Anna. I'm in the kitchen, Anna. I'm getting our toys, Anna. Anna heard the cutlery drawer open. She knew they weren't toys. Anna, I'm at the bottom of our stairs. I've got our toys. Anna was very, very, very scared at this moment in time, so she ran to her mother's room, but her mother told her to go back to bed. Then, while Anna was still in bed, she could hear something crawling up the stairs, dragging its limp body. I can see a face. Then, in the distance, slash on the stairway.
Stop holding the microphone.
Fine, in the distance, on the hallway, she could hear another voice. Anna, I'm at the end of your hallway. Anna just fell back asleep straight away. She felt a thud on her bed. Anna.
Someone asked me, don't worry, I'll go back.
Let me finish it. Anna, I'm on the end of your bed, Anna. Anna, I've got our toy. Anna, I'm gonna stab. Anna, you're dead. Fine, she got stabbed by this goddamn doll. No one cares. No, that story's old.
Oh, okay.
She could have ended up in cubes. I don't really care. No one else seems to. Enjoy the story, guys.
That was good. Okay, you got a good story about a postman and his girlfriend?
It's not really a story. It's just what I know happened. Quick.
Okay, let's go.
Postman came home from doing his rounds.
Yes.
Came in and his wife hadn't cooked him his tea.
Oh.
So he walked towards his wife. Opened the drawer on the sly, took out the meat cleaver, chopped her up, put all her brains all over the wall, and then walked out.
And this actually happened in your street?
Yes, and this happened in my street.
Why are you saying that happened? Opposite
my... Oh, I can't remember that. Bloody hell, that was mad.
It was mad.
Opposite my grandmother's house lives some Germans. This is a true story as well.
My uncle was a Hesky
Germans.
What?
My uncle lives opposite your
nan's. Really?
Yeah, he's not German.
No, the other one next door.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it is like kind of opposite. They're on like, yeah, whatever.
What is your uncle?
Is it really your? Is it really? Is it really your?
Yeah, he lives
on our street. Oh, cool. Anyway, the Germans, they had a daughter. Well, I still do have a daughter.
Frank?
I've actually met this daughter and her husband, and I went over one Christmas to give a present. Little did I know, the next month she had murdered her husband with a knife up in North Wales. They had She had stabbed him to death through the heart. I might be exaggerating this, but it did actually happen. I remember his face at that Christmas when he said, "Thank you very much." It was the last time he would speak to a random stranger again.
What's up,
don't tell my grandma I told you. She said I wasn't supposed to spread it out.
Okay, won't tell your nana.
Now it's all mainstream and everyone's going to download it and tell everyone on message boards, so...
I got a scary story for you all.
You're on then, Matt. You're going to tell the scary stories.
Am I?
Oh, gosh.
Is it...
Can you hold this?
Is it the story of how Nick Griffin managed to get onto Question Time?
That's a horrific story, but no. There once was a man named John.
Sat in the middle of the...
Alex O'Neill played this, and I was there, and I listened to him.
Alright, carry on.
There once was a man named Johnny. He thought it would be quite funny to get a knife and kill his wife.
But it wasn't.
And wrap her up in honey.
Oh, did it?
There was a man named Enos.
Who had a very large...
Orchestra
penis. Okay.
And he played this song.
All day long.
Until he died from AIDS.
Enos.
There once was a man named Matt. We told stories about
cats.
They ended up being
bats.
Some of the. I'm not gonna
they
do
ended
it.
Up being, and he started seeing
the
bed knob.
Is...
Lions and witches and bats. I don't know. All right.
It was a good film.
What?
Happy Gilmore.
It's a good film.
Can we watch a scary movie tonight, Matt?
Yes.
All these gay people go.
Okay, all right, I gotta go.
Okay, last one of the show. James, along with me.
Why
are
you like
not this scary advert. Oh.
Alright, yeah, that's last enough. Right. Last story of the night.
Have we had any news? Or music?
We did.
Okay, how about. Okay, here we go. Should I make this up on the spot?
No.
By the way, this is your
do you know a good one or not?
Not really. No.
Okay, make it on the spot.
Make it up on the spot.
Make it up on the spot.
Turn down the bloody radio. Turn everything off. Press the pause button on there, press the pause button on iTunes.
Oh no, I feel it under pressure.
Ah, here we go.
Okay.
I'll help you out.
Millions of years ago, in old medieval times.
Millions of years ago. Make it historically accurate first, man.
Let me finish. Millions of years ago, in the future... In medieval times, lived a man named Ernest Borgnine.
Right.
He sailed, looking for treasure, and was known as the finest spice collector around.
Why is that true?
Men would come from all around to get spices from him to make their desserts oh so sweet. Because after all...
Why does spice make things sweet?
Let me finish, because after all, spices... were a delight. One day, he was on his round. He went to India to gather some basil.
Why the hell are you going to India to get basil?
Let's go to Sainsbury's or... They got a deal on right now.
Millions of years ago, Sainsbury's didn't exist.
You said a million in the future, a million.
Sainsbury's has become a corporation that owns the universe, so... Yeah, they'd be...
That's Starbucks. You make
went to India to get some basil.
Alright, what a... Paprika.
That's a spice, well done.
I know, thanks. He went to India to get paprika. He sailed for months. Look, because an old man going by the name of Edward George.
It's a terrible name.
Edward Glossier.
There we go.
Was that good?
Why did his name change all of a sudden?
Glossy Ed.
Because you said it was crap.
His mum got the balls.
Oh. Right? Well, as soon as Ernest went to India, is it? Alright. Okay.
What's the guy's name? Was it?
Edward Glossy.
Ernest and Edward Glossy.
Edward Glossier.
Yeah.
Was a very old man, but he had a passion for cooking. A certain seductive passion for cooking.
Was he had a fetish with, like, food or something?
I watch videos of food all the time.
Hold on, I gotta go.
Carry on the story. We'll all carry on. Alright, what happened, John?
make up some crap that he can't get.
So, Ernest ended up fighting in the resistance against the almighty ducks that invaded India at the time. The ducks were filled with nitrogen oxide, which made them all powerful. There we go. Now, carry on from the story, Matt.
Okay. He had a passion for cooking.
Hey, if he was fighting in the resistance against the ducks with nitrogen oxide.
What?
Carry on.
He had a passion for cooking. He would entertain mistresses with his cooking.
Ooh. Mistresses named...
Hannah.
Winky face.
Every
Hannah in the world.
Anyway, the finest woman all around came to his house. And he wanted paprika. So she stayed there for months until he got the paprika. And Ernest got to India. But had to battle an old shaman going by the name of George.
So his name's Edward George, Ernest George, Edward Glossy.
Everyone in this world is called Edward. That'll make that all a hell of a lot easier. Everyone in the world.
And he battled an old shaman named Bill. And Bill fought with all his might and cursed the paprika. He said, "If you ever serve this to anyone, especially they will suffer women. The most painful death. Especially women who are really, really hot. And are a bit slaggy and go out with old men to get their food."
He just said their names was Hannah.
Exactly.
Hannah, this was millions of years ago. It isn't you, it just has the same name as you. Jeez. Alright. So he sailed back, and he gave the paprika to the old man.
Paprika?
Why? But he told him not to.
No. He needed the money.
Okay.
Because his wife had AIDS.
He didn't sail to India. Doesn't he have the money?
Well, he spent all the money trying to get to India, and then
why?
He got a memo saying his wife had AIDS, so he needed to sort.
I thought it was down 3 years ago, and I had nothing to do with anyone, so there couldn't be a memo.
They created a memo just for him.
Why don't you go eat a turd sandwich, bitch?
I always okay. do. So you got him. Eat your face.
Good right, carry on.
So his wife had AIDS, and he needed the money.
And
so.
he gave the paprika.
And the old man said, "Is there anything wrong with this paprika?" And he said, "No."
I thought it was a
lady. He's given it to the old man so he can cook it because he likes cooking, and give it to the hot woman with the nice tits. Okay.
Right, carry on. And the old man.
He said, "No, of course not." So he handed him the finally sum of 3 quid.
And he said. £3
is the cure for AIDS.
I don't think English pounds were invented then either.
Millions of years ago in the future.
He gave him 3 stones.
Okay. Why stones?
Stone was the currency millions of years ago.
Did you know they actually swapped items millions of years ago?
Really? Thanks for the history lesson there. Let's carry on.
They swapped like 3 chickens.
Bleh, I'm a downer.
There you are.
Alright. Okay. So he began to boil. And an eerie scent rose from the paprika mixture. What was he making?
Paprika.
Chili,
yeah.
He was making the most elegant chili known to mankind.
You made chili the other day.
I made chili, yeah.
I made chili.
We made chili.
Chili.
Hold on. I'll get to that in a minute. And an eerie scent began to boil.
There's old people at their door.
Oh, that's nice.
They're looking at something.
Carry on.
Hold on, I'm busy.
So, the ducks were they were filled with nitrogen oxide, and they use this to their advantage, so they explode and damage the battlefield. Uh-huh. And James, I know you're familiar with
the suicidal
bomber ducks.
Ducks.
But there's a machine which keeps creating them. So, Matt.
Chili was done. The woman eerily waiting with her tits hanging out.
Really? All that just for paprika?
She gets very horny over the fine spice of paprika. And she said, "This smells wonderful." Meanwhile, Ernest was feeling bad about giving the man the paprika and rushed to his house.
Edward. No,
Edward is the old man. Bill is the shaman. Hannah is the girl with the massive tits.
I thought
Never thought I'd hear that on the show.
Alright, what did you think, Joe? In this Bourne line was the sailor. The Spice Man. He rushed to his house. The woman began eating it. And began to get rather sleepy.
Did her tits become bigger and bigger and bigger until all of India couldn't... Yeah.
They're not in India.
Where are they?
Ernest sailed to India.
Oh, where are they now, then?
Britain.
Alright.
York, to be exact. This eerie, millions of years ago medieval tale takes place in York, okay?
Alright.
This has taken way too long.
Alright, finish up. Okay.
She began getting sleepy and her head fell in the chilly. Suddenly, she woke up.
And cryogenically froze herself.
Edward was saying, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" She was like, "I'm fucking dead, man." So she rose up, floating in the air, 10 feet above him. Her tits began to get bigger and bigger.
Oh my god.
Meanwhile, Ernest burst into the room and said, "Watch out for the paprika, it's fucking cursed!" And then she said, "You will pay for what you've done to me." And destroyed all of York. Now, millions of years in the future, which is today, or a few days ago, me and Hannah made chili. And we used exactly the same paprika. Dun dun dun!
The tits are gonna get bigger and bigger.
It was all a diabolical plan for me, Matt the pervert, to have my girlfriend have massive tits.
Well, isn't it gonna take over York? Oh, because we're York.
Yeah, they can't take over York, because York has already gone. Dun dun dun!
And on that note, we'll end the show. Thanks for listening to
the dumbest,
best show ever. Halloween special of 2009, the Endline Podcast.
What did you guys think?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Pretty good. Better than all we originally planned to do.
Alright, cool.
Which we didn't even plan to do.
We didn't know how it would work.
Halloween shout-outs.
I shout out to all the ghosts and ghouls the youth club.
Shout out to Bela Lugosi, the actor of Dracula.
Oh, my mum liked hers. The movies with her.
It's a him.
I thought it was a man. She went Bela Lugosi. And then she was...
Very tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Dum, dum, dum. Oh, let's have a song to sing us off.
Okay. Well, my mum likes that person.
Okay.
Monster Mash?
Yeah,
how's it? Do sorry there.
So we'll see you next week. When are we going to see you? Monday or?
Don't know.
We'll see you sometime next week for another actual normal show. Just getting what happened on Halloween. And thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you soon. Use Monster Mash to play us out.
Woo! I was telling a bad story late one night. It consisted of spices and something really gay. Yian was entertained and took over for a while, but his story didn't make any fucking sense. It's a terrible story about spices. It was awful, it didn't even make any sense.
Underline Podcast.
Who makes a song about Ernest and
stuff? Underline Podcast.
Paprika, yay. And I like podcasts all the time. When I'm rhyming a rhymey rhyme. When I like podcasts.
They're really rad.
Yeah, man. Let's go watch Bad.
Santa. With
all Bad.
Boys.
The song by Michael Jackson. Or Bad Boys 2. John's favourite film.
The
Underline
Podcast.
John.
Stop it. Sorry.
I'm having fun. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Stop on the list.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Whoa, ha!